So, back here. Now we know how this got so bad down here, right? How is this getting fixed and going to end? So we know that God's word judges the corruption and calls it out. Double check that is going on there. God's word judges the corruption and calls it out, right? And that's what the buying and selling. Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought, buying and selling in the temple, right? And overthrew the tables of money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. I could not understand for so long how this was a den of thieves. Somebody said, well, they had unjust weights and balances, but when I came to understand Ezekiel 28, 11 to 18 properly, I then understood, no, this den of thieves, these are the people that took the principles of buying and selling and threw out the principles of just giving. And what were they stealing? The hearts of men, those who would go to simply pray. So God's word judges the corruption and calls it out. God's word dies in the place of the corruption to redeem his bride. That's what he did, right? He gave his life. I laid down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, so not of the Jewish fold, which in, that means of the Gentiles, right? Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So Jesus willingly dies in our place. Of that corruption, to destroy that corruption, so that we can step in. The bride of Christ is then cleansed of Lucifer's corrupt ways. And we are taught to simply give. You know, there's a reason why God says give a tenth. As soon as you give a tenth, as soon as you give over a tenth, mammon has no control over you. You're no longer afraid. There's no fear that Satan can control you. You are out of that cage. And you can start living supernaturally. Right? But then when we have a look at Revelation 13, 11 to 17, it says here, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. I am so looking forward to when I can no longer buy or sell. And I'm so not looking forward to this time that's coming up. Because when finances go digital, there is no way that you are going to be able to simply give. There must be a back transaction that takes place. You simply cannot give. You cannot give without your left hand knowing what your right hand's doing. And you cannot give without Satan knowing. Right? You can't give. And which means that you can receive no blessing from God at all. The steel trap shuts tight on everyone, excepting those who choose to not take the mark. And when you choose not to take the mark, you're ultimately saying, I am going to give. I'm going to give and receive. I'll receive from somebody who chooses to give to me, but I'm going to give. I will look to see who has a need and I'm going to help them. I'm going to share and I'm going to help and I'm going to encourage and I'm going to be there. If I don't have money, I can help with my hands. If I don't have hands, I can help with my prayers. I can do something. And after the cleansing of his bride, Lucifer and his followers are sent to hell forever. And that's how this is going to end. And when they're sent to hell, all buying and selling goes with it. And only those who want to live God's way, simply giving, allowing other people to give to them, and simply giving, keeping no record, no accounting, no nothing. So many jobs, there won't be banks, there won't be anything like that. People will simply love, give, share. And it's such a simple, beautiful lifestyle and an absolute threat to Satan. So much so that what happened with the early Christians is we know that the early Christians were thrown to the lions by the Romans. But you know, they were not thrown to the lions for being Christians. They were thrown to the lions for a much bigger problem. You see, I can't tax someone who's not buying or selling. Because if, for example, in a community of 3,000 of us, I wanted a drill to drill a hole in my wall, well, in the early days, I would have to go and get a drill. I'd have to borrow one, or pay for it, or buy it, or rent it, and I'd have to go and drill my hole, and then I would probably have to buy one. But you see, if I'm not earning any money, I can't buy. I can't rent. I cannot do anything in the economy, and therefore it cannot be taxed. But if amongst the 3,000 of us, one of us has a drill with the drill bits, and that drill and that drill bit, everyone knows, belongs to the Lord. So everyone takes care of it, and they simply pass it amongst each other. You only need one. The entire economy building drills and drill bits is gone. The taxation of it is gone. The whole economy of the way of work and all those things that Satan props up to say that you need to do, all of those things, you can't tax it. So they created the story to say that Christians were cannibals. They were eating flesh and drinking blood. Well, we know that they were talking about the elements of the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. But by doing that, they made it palatable for people to see Christians murdered and eaten by lions and all the rest of it. But what were they trying to do? They were trying so hard to discourage this thing of people simply loving, giving, sharing in ways that could not be taxed by Caesar. And we're going to go back to that. And people will not, Satan will not like the fact that Christians simply give. Satan loves the fact that if you give and you take it through the taxation system, through the government system, the government says, oh, we will add a little bit extra if you bring it through us, right? Well, now what you're really doing is you're giving away your anonymity. Now you're not giving so the left hand knows what the right hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Well, the government knows. So therefore, you know what? You are not simply giving. Your blessing is not there. You are getting a rebate for this. You're selling into the church. You're not giving. You are working on the buying and selling system. So my final sentence on this is, I cannot wait until this buying and selling thing comes in such a way that it's impossible for me to buy and sell.